America's financial meltdown is having a ripple effect as far away as Argentina. That country's highly industrialized farms are on the ropes. Argentina is an agro powerhouse, exporting to Europe and fast-growing markets in Asia. Until a few months ago, Argentine farmers were thriving, but as demand plummets, they're now struggling and say the government isn't helping. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from the Argentine heartland.
Row after tilled row, a planter spreads soybean seeds. Agronomist Walter Guillanmet then checks to see if it's 25 seeds per yard as prescribed. It's such attention to details that's made the cooperative of 900 farmers that Guillanmet works for among Argentina's more prosperous. But here in tiny Alfonso, population 1,100, what's being planted these days is despair about the future. A ferocious economic contraction has led to a 40% drop in key farm products like wheat and corn in just weeks. The historic high prices for soybeans, a grain used for everything from vegetable oil to animal seed, dropped almost overnight. Nestor Jose Forti, age 71, is among those feeling the pinch.
There have always been highs and lows in Argentina, but a fall like this, I don't think I've ever seen.
The local Club Argentino, or Argentine Club, is where the people of Alfonso gather. They go for weddings or to grill steaks, or just to have a beer and listen to an eclectic music collection. Walter Martinez oversees the club, which is supported by the people of Alfonso. He says the club has been expanding. Workmen mix cement. The renovations they're doing in the vast club attest to recent good times. Martinez explains that when farming does well, so does the club. He likens the boom-bust of farming to the rains, which come with fury across the flat pampa and then disappear for weeks on end.
It rains, the club fills with people. Doesn't rain, the spirit in the club falls.
Now, Martinez says the Pampa is going through a prolonged dry spell. On the surface, this fertile region doesn't easily reveal its ills. The farming communities feature well-kept homes and nondescript storefronts. Windmills dot the landscape. So do silos and billboards for John Deere tractors. It could easily be mistaken for Iowa. Farmer Hector Farroni has in fact been to Iowa. He took his new bride there soon after the marriage, just to take a look. The home he shares with his family and the farm animals is bucolic. Wheat, soy, cattle, corn, they cover 500 acres. As in Iowa, this farm's muscle is grain. It's harvested and pumped onto trucks. Then it's shipped to the rest of the world. The descendants of Farroni's family came here from Italy, like many families in Alfonso. A century ago, they helped make Argentina one of the world's richest countries. More recently, in 2002, farmers helped pull Argentina out of the last of many economic crises that have buffeted the country. But Farroni says the reality now is the worldwide crisis is hammering farmers. He says costs of fertilizers, herbicides, and other necessities have gone up at the same time. He says the only card farmers now have is to just remain hopeful. The first signs of trouble came earlier this year when rising taxes prompted farmers to protest by the thousands. The farmers charged that Argentina's leftist government has an anti-farmer stance. Congressman Hector Ricalde is a strong supporter of President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner's policies. He says a robust domestic market, coupled with worldwide demand for Argentine products, ensure prosperity on the country's farms.
There will always be demand for what we produce, unless the world stops being hungry.
But farmers in Alfonso charge that Fernandez de Kirchner is looking to do what other Argentine governments have done, redistribute wealth on the back of the farming sector. Nestor Jose Forti, who because of his age is among the most respected farmers here, says the government is intent on sapping the region of its wealth. He says that the government says it wants to redistribute wealth, but what is being distributed is poverty. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Alfonso, Argentina.
You're listening to NPR News.